Listen to KINS 106.3 FM for Warriors basketball.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Memorial Day has come and gone, and its passing summer has officially begun. But what a beginning it was this year. We had very late rains and copious amounts. The rivers and lakes rose to levels we don't usually see this time of year. The local mountains had a little snow, and in the Sierras up to 2 additional feet of snow fell, which is a welcome addition due to the past years of drought we have experienced in California. To put it mildly, it was a wet winter and a very surprising late wet spring, but I think we are back on track now. It did put a crimp in many people's Memorial Day. Many stayed home rather than venturing out on a camping trip or other additional festivities. Why leave a perfectly warm, dry house? There were other traditional things to do over the Memorial Day weekend, such as watching the kinetic sculpture race, which is usually very entertaining. Talk about wet and cold. Those folks experience cold, mud, water, sore muscles, lack of sleep, getting their prized contraptions over the finish line. You may have also attended a memorial service to honor those thousands of men and women who sacrificed their lives in the service of our country. There are many battlefields all over the world where American service members have died in combat, but this is our opportunity to honor that sacrifice. Groups of active and retired service members, service organizations, Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts took time to place flags on the graves of those fallen. It was a small token of gratitude to honor the heroes of those many conflicts our country has been involved in. Memorial Day was originally referred to as Decorations Day after the Civil War. The name was eventually changed to Memorial Day and was designated as a federal holiday in 1971. The last Monday of May is traditionally set aside as Memorial Day, which results in a 3-day weekend. Many who have served in combat take this holiday very seriously because of those who may have sacrificed their lives for them. The memories run deep, and those who return home to their families, as well as the families who lost a father, mother, son, daughter, or spouse. Many entered the service with plans to receive an education or to see the world or just have a career that paid well, allowing them to care for their family, not necessarily expecting to go to war. So you see, Memorial Day may be the beginning of summer and the end of winter, but it is also much deeper meaning to many others. Freedom has a steep price, which we must never forget. So we now have summer ahead of us with all distractions that go along with that. But Memorial Day will be back again next year on the last Monday of May in 2020. So if you think about it, this time next year, take a moment to remember those who paid the ultimate sacrifice for us to live in the greatest country in the world. This has been Mike Downey for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.